This audio recording is a ministry of the Church of the Incarnation, a parish of the personal ordinariate of the Chair of St. Peter in the Catholic Church. We thank you for listening, and we invite you to visit us either in person in Orlando, Florida, or on the web at www.ordinariate.org.
The following sermon was preached on Wednesday, March 15, 2023, by Father William Doc Holliday.
Forget not the words that the eyes have seen. Thou shalt teach them to thy sons and thy grandsons.
May the words of my mouth, the meditation of all of our hearts, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
That verse comes from the last part of the first reading today. Forget the words that thy eyes have seen. That first reading today is a liturgical proclamation. It is a proclamation that is made to the people as they gather together to worship our Lord. It's a liturgical proclamation that, in a nutshell, lets us know that the law is intimately connected with inheriting, as they called it in the Old Testament, the promised land. The promised land, which ultimately comes to fruition in heaven for us. This is what the promised land foreshadowed, heaven. The liturgical promises of God do not change ever. He can change up the ceremonies as he did when our Lord came. No more killing of animals and things of that nature. But the liturgical proclamations that were made concerning the law being upheld until you get into heaven is the gospel tonight. So our Lord Jesus Christ says, not one jot, not one tittle of the law is going to be done away until everything comes to pass. And if you are not as righteous as the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven is the promised land. We must keep the law. And it's just not the law as in the Ten Commandments. It is the deposit of the faith that the Holy Spirit has given the Catholic Church. The deposit of faith that is not wavering in the church. It does not waver. People may waver, but the law does not. It cannot, because there are dire consequences if it does. There are three verses that you did not hear read in the first reading. Can you imagine that? Three verses you didn't hear from the Old Testament. And what they have to do with is the prohibition of altering anything that God says. You are not to add to it nor take it away. You did not hear those three verses read. It's kind of interesting to read commentaries on that passage from the book of Deuteronomy, because that passage is always referred to the book of Revelation, the last book of the New Testament. And guess what? The New Testament, where it says you will not add to or nor take away from the word of God, guess what? That's taken out of the lectionary too. Go figure. Why do we not hear that you cannot add to or take away from the words of God? Because that's what God says, and he means it. He means it. We are not to add to or take away one thing that he says. Now, well, the church has come up with the formulation of the Trinity, and the church has. No human being. No human being can arbitrarily make any change. There's this kind of interesting little tidbit of history. In Judaism, they used to have this little deal where if you had an idea, if you were one of like the movers and the shakers, and you had an idea that might adjust something in the law, you came and you presented the idea with a rope tied around your neck. So if it did not conform with the law, they could immediately strangle you. Now, whether they did that to anybody or that's either here or there, but that was a practice. That was how important that they looked at the law. You do not, as a human being, even if you are well-learned and everything, you as a human being, unless the church agrees, and the church is the Holy Spirit speaking through the church, if there's an agreement there, the formulation of the Trinity, dogma of the church, like the Marian dogmas that have come up throughout history and things like that, that is not adding to Scripture. It is presenting Scripture in a more precise way than it was before. We do not have the authority as human beings either as individuals or little groups of human beings outside the church, to change anything. One commentator said this, "Let Protestants consider that they be not concerned in this caution when they not only cut off whole books of the scriptures, but deny the authority of the church itself, without which the scriptures can be of little service." The church has given us the scriptures. The Holy Spirit, he dictated these. He impressed on the inspired writers inspiration of the Holy Spirit. He inspired, he breathed them out. So when the Holy Spirit breathes something out, you can comment on it and you can expound on it, but you can't do away with it. This is our Lord. This is Matthew chapter 5. This is the gospel this evening. Not one jot, not one tittle of the law is to be changed before all things are consummated. Everything's over and done with. The final judgment. Then we don't have to worry about the law anymore, because everything will be in perfection in the renewed creation. This is that important to our Lord Jesus Christ. He does not waver. He solidifies what has been said about the law. You do not have the authority to add to or take away from it. And it's unfortunate that in the three verses that we didn't hear that expound on that in the first reading today, they actually refer to another portion of scripture. And it is very up in your face. One of the verses in Deuteronomy, "O Israel, hear the commandments and judgments that I teach thee, that doing them thou mayest live." Oh yeah, that's a good thing, because that's what we heard tonight. You know, if you do these things, you'll live. If you do these things, you'll live. If you do these things, there's always another side of the coin. I always say, if you have the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not kill. The other side of that coin is you will preserve life. You must. It's a commandment. Honor your father and mother. That means you don't dishonor your father and mother. There's always another side of the coin. So when our Lord Jesus Christ said, you know, he says that you don't change one daughter to, he is referring to the old presentation law. Is it, hear the commandments and judgments which I teach thee, that you may live. What happens if you don't? He makes reference. He says, your eyes have seen all that the Lord has done against Baal Peor, how he hath destroyed all his worshipers from among you. The law prohibits idolatry. The law prohibits worshiping other gods. I don't normally do this, but I'm going to read you the passage to it, at least part of it. The passage that is referred to, you've seen what I did here. The Lord wants us to keep in mind, you've seen what I've done here. Numbers chapter 25. While Israel dwelt in Shittim, the people began to play the harlot with the daughters of Moab. They invited people to sacrifice their gods, and the people ate and bowed down to their gods. So Israel yoked himself to Baal of Peor, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel. And the Lord said to Moses, take all the chiefs of the people and hang them in the sun before the Lord, that the fierce anger of the Lord may turn away from Israel. And Moses said to the judges of Israel, every one of you slay his men who have yoked themselves to Baal Peor. And behold, one of the people of Israel came and brought a Midianite woman to his family in the sight of Moses and in the sight of the whole congregation. While they were weeping at the door of the tent of meeting, when Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, son of Aaron the priest, saw, he arose and left the congregation and took a spear in his hand, and he went after the man of Israel into the inner room and pierced them both, the man and the woman, through their body. Thus the plague was stayed from Israel. Nevertheless, those that died by the plague were 24,000. 24,000 people God killed for going outside the law. So when he says, if you do these things, you will live, the other side of the coin is present. If you do not, you will die. You know, when people read things like that, they go, that's the Old Testament. You know, that was when God was a hard case. It's kind of interesting. In the New Testament, in the book of Acts, it actually tells us that in those days that we just read, that God turned a blind eye to sin, but now he will not. That should be very, very scary. This is why our Lord says, not one jot or one tittle of the law is to be done away with until all things are done, because he knows the consequences. He knows the consequences. It's not a matter of God coming down and killing 24,000 people with a plague. It's a matter of eternal damnation in hell. if you die outside of the law, the deposit of the faith. This is the word of God. And unfortunately, you know, this is why I am forever harping on these things that are left out, because people do not understand the consequences of what happens when you do not conform yourself to the rule of God. You cannot help. And if you, I used to historically say, you know, you need to be paying attention to what's going on in the church. I'm not so sure anymore, because if you pay attention to what's going on in the church, you can be sorely dismayed. Yeah, I mean, you say, well, people don't do things anymore like that. They don't go and embrace false gods like Baal Peor. Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. They embrace the god of this world, who Baal Peor was just one of the demons of the god of this world, Satan. And they embrace him and his teachings in this world. Just this morning, just this very morning, you read about the German Synod who has, they presented heresy. They presented heresy in several different forms. And that really kind of overshadowed the French bishops who wanted to change the catechism to where the most grievous of sins are going to be removed. They want them to be removed from the catechism of the Catholic Church. These are bishops. These are bishops. They're wanting to turn away from the law of God, bishops of the Catholic Church. They've made it formal. They formally addressed, we want this changed. That should be very scary. Not for us, but for their souls. You should be scared for them. And I beg, I always say, whenever I mention anything like that up here, I pray for them in Mass, and I will. Their souls are in grave danger. Grave danger. And I would actually submit to you, some of them don't know it. Because why? Because they haven't heard what has been added to or taken away. They'd like to add to, but they don't know what's been taken away from the Word of God and its presentation in our day. This is the reality of times in which we live. But we, as faithful people, need to understand that indeed we must embrace what God has said in its totality. Doesn't matter what society thinks now. It doesn't matter what society accepts now. None of it. None of it is what God accepts. And I mean, that was actually the justification for these. We have to do this because society accepts these things now. We are here to be salt and light. We are here to confront society. We are not here to conform ourselves to have them like us. We are here to pierce that darkness. This is what we're about. This is Catholicism. That is the Great Commission, to go and make disciples of all nations. As our Lord says, teaching them to do all that I have commanded. That's the church. And it falls short, and why do you take it real seriously if you don't know these parts? If you don't know the consequences of adding to or taking away words of God and his teaching, this should be scary. But again, not for us. Not for us, as long as we are trying our best to conform ourselves to the will of God and not the will of man. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.